but I just felt stupid and naive after those guys took off. I lay there in the dirt and remembered how Rowdy and I used to trick-or-treat together. We'd always wear the same costume, and I knew that if I had been with him, I never would have gotten assaulted. And then I wondered if Rowdy was one of the guys who just beat me up. Damn, that would be awful. But I couldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it. No matter how much he hated me, Rowdy would never hurt me that way. Never. At least, I hope he'd never hurt me. The next morning, at school, I walked up to Penelope and showed her my empty hands. "I'm sorry," I said. "Sorry for what?" she asked. "I raised money last night, but then some guys attacked me and stole it."
"Oh my God, are you okay?"
"Yeah, they just kicked me a few times."
"Oh my God, where did they kick you?"
I lifted up my shirt and showed her the bruises on my belly and ribs and back.
"That's terrible. Did you see a doctor?"
"Oh, they're not so bad," I said.
"That one looks like it really hurts," she said, and touched a fingertip to the huge purple bruise on my back. I almost fainted. Her touch felt so good.
"I'm sorry they did that to you," she said. "I'll still put your name on the money when I send it."
"Wow," I said, "that's really cool. Thank you."
"You're welcome," she said, and walked away. I was just going to let her go, but I had to say something memorable, something huge. "Hey," I called after her.
"What?" she asked.
"It feels good, doesn't it?"
"What feels good?"
"It feels good to help people, doesn't it?" I asked.
"Yes," she said.
"Yes, it does."
She smiled.
Of course, after that little moment, I thought that Penelope and I would become closer. I thought that she'd start paying more attention to me, and that everybody else would notice, and then I'd become the most popular dude in the place. But nothing much changed. I was still a stranger in a strange land, and Penelope still treated me pretty much the same. She didn't really say much to me, and I didn't really say much to her. I wanted to ask Rowdy for his advice. "Hey, buddy," I would have said, "how do I make a beautiful white girl fall in love with me?"
"Well, buddy," he would have said, "the first thing you have to do is change the way you look, the way you talk, and the way you walk. And then she'll think you're her frickin' Prince Charming."